and the fat around my organs disappear. Take action today. Get a baseline of your arterial plaque and metabolic health for just $1,100. Call MRI Pathways at 763-417-2000 to get started. That is 763-417-2000. MRI Pathways, because you shouldn't guess when it comes to your health.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More snow bad for New England today. That's especially bad news for the folks in Maine, where thousands of homes are still without power after that last blast.
Our estimated times of restoration are kind of based on what we're looking at right now. If we add to that outage count, if we add more snow, we add more weight on those tree limbs and power lines, we're going to probably push that estimated time of restoration out a bit.
That's Susan Falloon of Bangor Hydroelectric. Forecasters say Maine could see another 6 inches of snow today and tonight. The FBI says a man accused in the shooting death of one Mississippi police officer and the wounding of another might be the man killed by Phoenix police in a bank robbery attempt. The police shot and killed the man at a Compass Bank branch yesterday. The two officers in Mississippi were shot on Monday afternoon. This is SRN News.
Are there products or services you need to buy for your business for year-end? Hi, this is Nick Anderson, the general manager at AM 1280 The Patriot, and we'd like to encourage you to purchase these items from our loyal advertisers you hear each and every day. Everything from flooring and phone systems to heating and cooling and financial planning. Our marketing partners are here to serve your business. And if you'd like to become part of our family of advertisers, call me right now at 651-289-4408. Together, we can make 2014 the best year ever.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi, this is Bill Carroll for Blue Tax. If the IRS is giving you a hard time, Blue Tax is there to help. They can get you out of those crosshairs. You do not want to be in the government's crosshairs. Blue Tax employs former IRS agents and attorneys who negotiate to get you a reduction or settlement, getting you back into compliance so the IRS will leave you alone. That's the key. Call Blue Tax right now. Find out what you really owe and how they can help. Blue Tax will work hard to end your wage garnishment before payday, and they try to stop the bank levies right away. No matter how much you owe the IRS or the state, Blue Tax can resolve most cases and stop legal action against you. That's the key. Get out in front of it. Blue Tax can even help if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in over a decade. You got to call them, though. Don't wait until the tax man is at your front door. Let Blue Tax get you out of this mess now.
Call for a free consultation, 800-827-4919. 800-827-4919 or visit BlueTax.com. Call 800-827-4919.
It's a trip you've always wanted to take but never thought possible. Anywhere else, it would just be another seaside resort. But you're in one of the most dynamic regions of the world. You're in Israel, the region that celebrates the history, the culture, and the pioneering spirit of the people of the Holy Land, a place God called My Land. Genesis Tours and AM 1280 The Patriot present Experience Israel. 9 exciting days of travel that will take you from the northern heights of Galilee to the southern Judean wilderness, experiencing the wonder of the Bible coming to life and the miracle of prophecy fulfilled in the life of the modern state of Israel. You will walk where Jesus walked and experience firsthand prophetic sights, the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and a whole lot more. Come and experience Israel October 17th through the 26th, 2014. Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com for details or call 855-867-2536 to find out more or to reserve your trip today. Experience Israel, where the Bible comes to life.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com. Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Happy Sunday to all the Patriot listeners out there, and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, broadcasting live here at the BlueNet Studios in Eagan, Minnesota. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. As always, if you're shopping around for phone service or internet connectivity, please give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or you can send me an email, charlie@telcowarehouse.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. For those that are not familiar with the show, this is a technology show that focuses on topics related to telecommunications as well as IT infrastructure. And we talk about phone service, internet connections, everything from wireless devices and network security, all geared towards business-to-business and helping them create a more and creative infrastructure. We have with us our weekly guest, the boys from BlueNet, Adam and Paul. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing well. Did everybody have a good holiday so far?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can't complain.
Next time we broadcast, it's going to be 2014, so it's kind of crazy. This is flying so fast.
Indeed.
Can't believe 2013 is already coming to a close.
Before we get started here, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my cousin Molly, Molly McManus, who flew out yesterday morning to spend New Year's in New York at the Big Apple. So I guess the only word of advice that I have for Molly is, what's the saying, party like it's 1999?
A little late for that, I guess.
So, Molly, have fun and have a safe trip back. So what we want to do here is, over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about, kind of changing the philosophy on the show of addressing real-life situations, real-life questions that the audience brings towards telecommunications, phone service, internet, as well as IT. And we have, again, compiled a list of questions that have either been called in or emailed in to either myself or the guys at BlueNet. And we're just going to kind of take these one by one and start from the top. And again, if we don't get to you, we will get to you on an individual basis. As always, give us a call to the station. We are here live. We're here to address questions. You can call us at 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. Or the studio text number is 651-243-0390. So, Adam and Paul, I think I have a question here that I want to address, and this comes from Bill in Hopkins. And Bill says, we have several wireless access points throughout our building. However, we have poor cell coverage. What do we do to solve this problem? You know, that was probably a question maybe for last week with Leo, but I think you guys are also suitable for this as well.
Yeah, so poor wireless coverage. This is actually a problem we run into quite often at BlueNet. We walk into a customer, they've got mobile devices, whether they have a plant where they're manufacturing something, a shop floor, something like that. They're sure. Trying to use mobile devices out, you know, scanners, what have you. And they complain about poor wireless coverage. And generally what's happened is they generally have gone off to like a big box retailer. They purchase a couple of access points, and then as they find, you know, spots where the coverage isn't getting there or they don't have coverage, they go back to that same big box retailer and buy another access point. A lot of times, though, over time, they don't get the same brand or the same model or what have you.
Absolutely.
And they're different, and they put them in. So next thing you know, it's a couple years later, they've now got a dozen access points spread throughout their building. It doesn't work well, and they've got, you know, five or six different brands and models in the mix.
Absolutely.
Big problem. We've run into it quite often. What the problem is that, first of all, they're consumer-grade access points. There's no central management system. There's no way to effectively manage it. And the way
when you talk about the consumer grade, you're talking more of like buying an access point for somebody's house where they can broadcast if their computer's in their upstairs and they want to do it down in their basement.
Correct. A lot of the times when you go to a big box retailer and you take an access point off the shelf, it's geared for your home. And it's generally, you might have one, maybe two of them in your home, depending upon if you have multi-level, you want to sit outside on the porch, whatever. What ends up happening in a large business is you get these consumer-grade access points. And the biggest problem is you cannot roam. So think of your cell phone. When you are driving in your car going down 94 and you are effectively, you've got continuous wireless coverage to talk on the phone.
And you seamlessly jump from one tower to the next.
And exactly. Just as Paul said, you seamlessly jump. Well, that same thing needs to happen in your business to get effective wireless coverage. When you go out and buy these consumer-grade access points with no central management system or infrastructure in place, you're associating with that one access point. It could be on the opposite end of the building. That's why you have poor wireless coverage, because you're not hopping between your access points to get the best signal.
Absolutely.
So how we solve this is BlueNet. First off, we like to start with a site survey. We come in. We set up a date and time. We come in and actually perform a site survey and do what's called a heat map. So we actually bring out a little cart with a test access point. We actually have a tablet and some laptops. We walk around your building, and we actually take a survey. Because based upon construction type and, you know, plumbing.
Interference
and other devices, even your neighbor's wireless, we then can determine the number of access points and the best placement. And then we'll sit down and discuss that heat map with you and come up with a strategy. And we have BlueNet has a managed wireless platform where we can actually place those access points for you. We manage, maintain them. We can do things like guest networks. We can do internal networks. We can do an accounting network if you want to keep that separate and so on.
So obviously it's a much more robust than your big box retailer.
Correct. And if you need help with that, give BlueNet a call, 952-925-2583, again, 952-925-2583, or info@bluenetinc.com.
Charlie, I've got a question here for you, I believe. Paul from Minneapolis writes in and asks a question. Why do phone companies have contracts? If their service works well, I stay with them for a long time.
Yeah. You know, it's probably like one of the universal questions that we get, you know, listeners that you know, they don't want to change all the time, and they are loyal listeners. They're loyal to their carrier. The challenge is that carriers have costs associated with bringing in service. They're going to have equipment costs. Say it's a T1 or Ethernet or connection. They're going to have a managed router sitting on site. They may have equipment costs that range from $500 to $1,500. They also have costs, Paul, to bring in that service. You know, again, they're bringing in that service. They're renting that space from either the local exchange carrier or whoever provides that the local area service for that connection. So there's controlled costs that they have. The reality is that the pricing, the longer the term, generally the better the rate. So there are options for no contract, 1-year term, 2-year terms. But really, the reality is most carriers are going to be on a 36-month agreement.
And Charlie, the reality is a lot of those costs to first deliver that service to a customer isn't necessarily reflected in that monthly fee or even the setup charges. Really, the only way that the provider can recoup that is over a certain minimum set of time to help pay for that.
They probably actually lose money on the first, say, 3 to 6 months until they actually get their costs back. And, you know, you have to remember that monthly fee is paying for that carrier's, you know, accounting, their salespeople, their systems.
Their equipment,
everything that they have included in there. But if somebody is really concerned about a contract, locked in a contract, there are addendums like if the service is poor, you have an out clause. If you move to an area that they can't service, there might be an out clause. So really, we kind of want to take this on a case-to-case basis and really evaluate. But generally, you know, we want to look at the better the rate, sort of the longer the term. But a very good question. Paul, if you have questions, you can reach me directly at 952-513-2149. 952-513-2149. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm Paul Drangied with BlueNet Incorporated. I want to remind you that we are live here in the studio, and I'm going to give out that call-in number again. It's 651-289-4488, and our text number is 651-243-0390. We've got a couple of related questions I want to jump into. I think it's best to start with Charlie on this one here. Ryan from Plymouth writes in and asks, I want to get a fiber internet connection, but it's too expensive. Fiber's too expensive. What are my other options?
Well, that's a great question. And Ryan, the reality is that there are a lot of options. Plymouth, obviously, you're in a territory that, if you remember a couple weeks ago, we had a carrier, Inventus Telecom, and Plymouth happens to be a very strategic area for them where they are building out fiber at no cost, no installation, and generally you have to have about a $500 commitment in order to get their fiber. So the reality is that your strategic location, you probably have an option of getting that fiber at a very, very low cost.
Well, and Charlie, I think a lot of people might be a little surprised if they haven't looked in the last 12, 18 months, a lot is rapidly changing on that front on availability of fiber.
Absolutely.
And price of fiber
and,
as well.
And the price.
The reality is that for every connection possible, whether it's DSL, cable broadband, T1 service, everything is really sort of address-driven. What your business location address is going to – basically your location will qualify – let us qualify what's available for you. So fiber costs have generally been higher simply because the distance to get that fiber to you has been very high. The carrier has to roll those costs of construction into their monthly service. So it might be $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, depending on what that service is. Well, if you're in Plymouth, let's take a look at that address. Let's see if you're in this Inventus fan network, and we're able to get stuff for, like I said, about $500. So very, very inexpensive. But let's talk on an individual basis on that because we certainly want to address the fact that of maybe bringing in this connection. And Paul, I think this kind of goes into one of the this other question. And Matt from Minneapolis. And it says, we've decided to add a secondary internet connection, fiber, to our existing Comcast connection. How do we leverage both the connections for failover?
So, good question, Charlie.
My guess is that Matt's using – he has fiber for his first, and he's using – I'm sorry, Comcast for his second. Is that how we –
Yeah, it looks like he has an existing Comcast, and he wants to add fiber as an additional connection. And that's becoming a common challenge as well as the broadband connections, while they can be an inexpensive way to get a big bundle of bandwidth, not having the SLAs or the service level agreements means sometimes the service level is not guaranteed at that consistent level you get with some fiber, T1, MPLS, or other type connections. A really good strategy is what Matt's looking at doing here is taking a higher SLA product, bundling it with a lower cost, higher bandwidth. But then how do you really leverage that? And that's kind of the meat of his question here is how do I load balance that?
Adam, we have a customer like that in Mendota Heights that we're doing right now. We have a fiber connection that we're bringing in as their primary, and they're using a Comcast as redundancy. We're
going
to leverage
thing.
Them both.
And I actually spoke to Matt this past week, and this is a question that he had asked. And yes, he's got actually just to get a little bit further. His problem was his high inexpensive bandwidth. He's doing voice over IP. They're having some issues with some latency, and just like Paul mentioned, the SLAs and getting service on that that connection. So the recommended option is they're going to add fiber because they want something that's a lot more reliable and stable that has that SLA. And, of course, it's how do we load balance this now? How do I plug both of them in, utilize both of them, and in the event of a failure of one of them, I shift my traffic?
Yeah, the reality is there's a couple of different endpoint devices that you can put inside of your network that can load balance, and it really depends on the type of traffic you're trying to load balance. Adam was talking about, if it's voice, you need certain technologies to be able to deliver that voice over different lines. Some voice products can be delivered over multiple internet lines and some can't.
Absolutely.
It also depends on if you're hosting some of your own services, like you're hosting your own
web server, email.
Hosting your own email servers. Then you really need that inbound load balancing. So there's two different types of load balancing. There's inbound load balancing. So if you're hosting a service like phone service, email, or web pages, then there's outbound load balancing, which is easier to accomplish. Which is just, hey, I need to get out to the internet. Send me out any available provider that's functioning.
Yes, and that also comes at a lower cost, the outbound only. And generally, if a good example, if you're a cloud customer, you have a cloud, you're using cloud services, or all of your applications are published in the cloud.
Hosted somewhere outside of your office.
Outbound is generally all you need.
Absolutely. So that kind of brings up a good point here, and I want to throw this out. Anybody in the audience that has one of our providers that we sell for, and we've actually had him as a guest, is TDS Telecom. If you guys remember, we had TDS. They talked about their hosted platform.
Yes.
One quick update that I want to update to the listening audience is that TDS has now rolled out a brand new package where they bundle their hosted VoIP service over a Comcast connection. So generally what they've done in the past is they run it over a T1 connection, which is 1.5 meg. And users that wanted faster internet either had to go out and get a secondary internet connection via Comcast or CenturyLink broadband or multiple T1s, what have you. They are now piggybacking their service over a Comcast connection. So if anyone in the audience is complaining about bandwidth and they have TDS hosted, call me immediately. We can bundle it with the Comcast. We'll package that hosted VoIP, all your Polycom, your BroadSoft over that Comcast connection. You can call me direct at 952-513-2149. We got a text here from Pam and Egan, and I'd like to read this too, as we'll give kudos to Leo. It says, last week you had a guy named Leo on the show. Really enjoyed hearing him. Pam, we will definitely get him back on. He is has had 30 years in wireless experience. Very, very effective. He's a very good salesperson, and MobileLink does a great job at taking care of their customers. Let's take a question here that came up over break. And this is a question from Jill in St. Paul. It says, I work at a law firm, and we've discussed archiving emails. What is it, and why do I need it? My guess is that Jill is trying to, you know, maintain customer data from various cases, right?
Yes. So
proprietary data.
So email archiving becoming a very hot topic lately. Basically, email archiving is the act of preserving and making searchable email to and from individuals in your organization and outside your organization in reality. Basically, what ends up happening is the archive solution captures the email either from an on-premise server or as it's in transit before it hits your mailbox or before it hits your server. That's an important thing to note because in reality, we want to make sure to get that email before it's touched because that's the portion that's needed for a potential legal issue. And really, email archiving is important now for actually compliance and legal issues. That's probably the biggest reason why a customer, Paul, would go to an email archiving solution.
Right. You can't simply rely on a backup of an email system because they can be manipulated. So they don't meet the criteria for like a legal discovery because someone could have delete sent items, received items, cleaned up their mailbox. We don't know the state of when email flowed in and out, whereas an archive is really a read-only picture of that email because you can't go in and manipulate it. It's a record of that email flow.
Of that transaction. And importantly, there's two platforms that email archiving can be delivered on, either a hardware platform that's generally on-premise or a cloud-based platform where your email will flow through a cloud-based provider, and then that email will be archived before, again, it's delivered. And there's things called journaling. So even internal emails can be archived where it can be sent to either that on-premise hardware device or the cloud. So internal communication, which again is very important for legal discovery or compliance, can also be archived and searchable. If you need help with email archiving, please call BlueNet at 952-925-2583 or email at info@BlueNetInc.com.
So we have a text here, and the text says, how many internet providers are there throughout the Twin Cities? Example, Charter, CenturyLink, and what is the most used and why? Well, I can tell you how many carriers that Telecom Warehouse actually brokers for. We have over 100. So we literally have access to over 100 different carriers that we could sell service to, not only through the United in Minnesota, but throughout the United States. Every carrier is address-based driven. So I'm going to say that, you know, from example, that I'm just not knowing the exact how many customers that they have, I'm going to say CenturyLink has probably the most because of the fact that they work in the small, medium size, as well as enterprise business.
Well, not only that, Charlie, but you might be a CenturyLink customer and not even know it.
Well, correct. And then they also have the residential side too. So you look at the CenturyLink footprint, the fact that they bought the Embark out of Rogers and so on and so forth. They can do residential, they can do business, they can, you know, sell you one phone line all the way up to, you know, enterprise, let's say Best
Fiber.
Buy and Target. They probably have more just the capacity and product set that they have. A lot of these other ISPs are sort, you know, centralized and product focused, you know, like the TDSs who have a hosted play. I would say that we're looking at probably CenturyLink and maybe Comcast is a second. Would you guys agree, being the cable company and the largest footprint?
Yes.
Probably likely.
I wouldn't know how many customers that they actually have. I just have to believe that they're, you know, neck and neck as far as market share with product sets here in the Twin Cities.
And both of them market aggressively. The TV commercials, the radio spots, the whole nine yards.
Residential, business, yep. Enterprise, you name it, it's in their product set. So that's a very good question. We have one question here that Let me just see here.
Actually, I've got one for you, Charlie.
Do you? Okay.
Russ from Brooklyn.
Hold that thought, Adam. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll address these questions. You're listening to Telecom Soup.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you looking to upgrade to the newest mobile phones on the market? I know I was, and that's why I called Mobile Link Wireless. Their trained consultants help develop and implement the proper wireless plan for my business. More importantly, covered all the fees associated with making the change. Call them for your free consultation at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
Would you like your son to become an ethical leader with high morals? Then explore St. Thomas Academy, a Catholic college preparatory military leadership school for young men in grades 7 through 12. Personal discipline, self-reliance, and confidence are the cornerstones of a St. Thomas Academy education. Our curriculum is designed to prepare students for college and life. We invite you to visit us and experience the brotherhood for yourself at our open house Sunday, January 12th at 1 p.m. St. Thomas Academy in Mendota Heights, online at cadets.com. Go Cadets!
Paid for by Stansbury and Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to the recent sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president. But did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome14.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome14.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome14.com.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell. We are live here in studio today, fielding questions regarding telecommunications as well as IT infrastructure. The studio call-in number is 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. We're getting a lot of texts as well, 651-243-0390, 651-243-0390. There was a phone call that we took at break here, Adam, and... Why don't you go ahead and ask?
Yep, Russ from Brooklyn Center. His question is, every time we switch out our phone service, CenturyLink essentially brings out the T1 or shows up on our premise. Why is that?
Kind of goes back to the other question about who the largest carrier is. So CenturyLink, Russ, is the local exchange carrier. They own the network. They own the copper coming into the ground and going up to your building.
The last mile, as they refer to it.
The last mile. It's CenturyLink's central offices. It's CenturyLink's network. What happens is other carriers, so they're obviously going to bring in the T1 no matter who you have. The other carriers, the local or the competitive local exchange carriers, sort of buy the space from them. The Integras, the TDSs, the Velocities, the XOs. It'll be their equipment sitting in your phone closet with that monitored router, Adtran or Cisco, whatever have you, but it's always going to be CenturyLink bringing out that T1. Moreover to that, is if you have an outage, your carrier, if it's outside the building, is always going to call CenturyLink. So when Backhoe Bob cuts up a line, he's probably cutting up a CenturyLink line.
Exactly.
If the water is there's saturation in the line and you have outages that way, they're going to call the CenturyLink tech.
And I want to actually point something out, Charlie, clarification-wise. It's not that those third-party carriers don't have or own their own networks.
Correct.
This is the portion that goes from what's called the central office
to the
building, your premise.
To your DMARC.
It's their service. They're leasing somebody else's lines to deliver it.
Just that.
The last piece of it. Yep, that last mile.
One thing that we had talked about earlier here is, let's say, for instance, it's a fiber connection. Now you're writing a dedicated connection with the carrier all the way to their central office. So you're not leasing those lines from the local exchange carrier. You would be dedicated. So that's a very good question, and that kind of gives the answer on why that is. So I think this is probably a question maybe for Paul or for Adam, but actually it's Paula from Golden Valley. Says, I have a growing business with a limited budget. What are my steps to making my environment more secure? Paul?
Well, Charlie...
Probably a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a number of different pieces, and it really depends kind of on where you're at today in your infrastructure. But generally, there's a few things we would want to look at first to make sure you're meeting some kind of minimum requirements to